What's your name? The man with the white beard doesn't look impressed. Benjamin answers, Benjamin.
And you were blind?
Yes, sir. Born blind.
And now you can see.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Benjamin answers, this Jesus, he put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see.
And when did this happen?
Yesterday, the Sabbath.
And the man with the white beard scowls. This man isn't from God. He doesn't keep the Sabbath.
But someone on the other side of the room, Benjamin can't turn fast enough to see who it is, responds, How can a sinner do such miraculous signs? And they start arguing. Benjamin had thought this Jesus, and he didn't know anything about Jesus other than the healing, he would have thought that once he could see, things would get better. But things had only gotten worse. Now Benjamin was on trial for being healed. Finally, the room quiets down again, and the man with the white beard asks,
What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened.
Benjamin replied, He's a prophet. They argued. They argued some more. And then they argued some more. And then they asked Benjamin to step out for a moment. And as he walked out of the Sanhedrin, out of this council, his parents passed him on the way in and refused to meet his eyes. Benjamin waited just a few minutes. And then his parents left the Sanhedrin. His father refused to answer him. His mother came and hugged him with shaking arms. She whispered into his ears, I'm sorry. And then they left. Benjamin was brought into the Sanhedrin again. The man with the white beard says, Give glory to God. We know this man is a sinner. And Benjamin shrugs, Whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see. The white man asks, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? Benjamin shakes his head. I've told you already, and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You want to become his disciples too? And the room erupts into insults. You are this fellow's disciple. We're disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. Benjamin answered, No, that's remarkable. You don't know where he comes from. Yet he opened my eyes. We know that God doesn't listen to sinners. He listened to the godly man who does his will. Nobody's ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. This man weren't from God. He could do nothing. And the man with the white beard shouts, You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw Benjamin out. And as Benjamin wandered the dusty streets, he wondered if they were right. Was he full of sin? Is that why this happened? No. No, this Jesus had said that he hadn't sinned to cause his blindness. And neither had his parents. He wasn't steeped in sin at birth. At least, that wasn't the cause of his blindness. And if this Jesus had the power to heal him, well, he would trust that he had said the right thing. Benjamin sat down at the edge of the road. He didn't know where to go. And then a pair of sandals appeared in his field of vision, and a voice. Do you believe in the Son of Man? Benjamin shook his head. Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him. You've now seen him. In fact, he's the one speaking with you. And Benjamin's eyes shot up, and for the first time, he saw Jesus. And it didn't matter that his parents had rejected him. It didn't matter that the Sanhedrin accused him of being steeped in sin, because here was the one who had healed him, and that was all that mattered. And Benjamin praised him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Now, brothers, sisters, you would think that once Jesus had healed us, you would think that once he had brought us to faith, things would get better. But the truth is, that's the moment we become targets. But have no fear, because the people that Jesus heals are the people he protects. And he has opened your eyes. And this story is true.